Tainus, Perk Alf Mishnah Beis. Ein Sholin es Hagsham Elosamach Luksham. We cannot ask for rain only during the time that it's near the period of rain. So there's two ways to learn this, the Rab brings. The first way is that this mission is going like Rabbi Yeshua, that we're talking about Mashiv Aruch Marta Geshem. And like Rabbi Yeshua said, that we say Mashiv Aruch Marta Geshem, we say it on Shmini Atzeres. So too, this is Samach Lukshama, meaning Shmini Atzeres. The other way to learn is that this is not talking about Mashiv Aruch Marta Geshem. It's actually talking about the same Tal Umatul Uvracha. And therefore, this is going according to both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, that even though they disagree as far as Mashiv Ruch Marta Geshem, they do agree as far as asking for rain. Not just mentioning Hashem's attribute, the fact that Hashem brings rain, but rather you're actually davening for rain, which is V'sein Tal Amatul Avracha. There they both agree, and that Zman of when you would start that we're going to see a little bit later, that happens in Mar Cheshvan. And that's Samoch L'Kshamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'over Lifnei Ateva B'yontif Ha'achron Shal Chag, the person davening, the Shlich Tzibor that's davening on the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Maskir, the one that davens Musaf, that's the Achron, he mentions Mashiv Ruch Marta Geshem, Harishon Ein Maskir, but you do not say Mashiv Ruch Marta Geshem by Shachus. So Rabbi Yehuda is being cholik on the previous Tanoim, because whether it's Rabbi Eliezer that held you did it on the first day of Yontif, he obviously disagrees with that. And also, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you would do it either the night of Shmini Atzeres or on Shachris. Rabbi Yehuda is now a third shita that he holds that you do it on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres and not on Shachris. And Yishalmi explains because the reason this was done is sometimes people didn't end up making it to Shul on the night of Yontif. And if you would have started Mashiv Ruach in the morning on Shachris, there's reason to believe it's possible that they would think that perhaps you started it the night before and you're just continuing it. But when they came to shul that day and they saw that you didn't start it at Shachris and you only specifically started it at Musaf, then they knew for sure that today is day number one of saying Mashiv Ruach Marta Geshem. So that's why, according to Behuda, the Yerushalmi explains, they did it by Musaf. And furthermore, Biyantif Harishon Shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, it's the same thing, Harishon Maskir. The first person continues to say Mashiv Ruach, so he doesn't change it for the very same reason that we just said. Ha'achron Eino Maskir. But now the new thing, not mentioning Mashiv Ruach Marta Geshem, that happens at Musaf, where they would say Morid Hatal, or not say anything. But again, stopping to say Mashiv Ruach Marta Geshem was always done at Musaf, so people would know that today is the first day and it's starting today, so they wouldn't make a mistake in the future. Mishnah continues, Ad Eimas HaSholen Es HaKshamim. Until when do we ask for rain? So now everybody holds that this is actually talking about V'sein Tal Amatul Avracha. So how long do you say V'sein Tal Amatul Avracha? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyavor HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, until Pesach passes. Now first the Rav explains is because since you were davening for rain before Pesach, people came to be Ol Regel. So you may as well keep davening for rain on Pesach because nobody's traveling back. So why not daven for rain? But at the very end of Pesach, that's when you would stop davening for rain so the people that would travel back wouldn't be bothered by the rain while they're traveling. Now, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda held that they stopped saying Mashiv Ruach Marta Geshem on the first day of Pesach at Musaf. So how is it possible that they were davening for rain all the days of Pesach and saying V'sein Tal Amatul Avracha? It's not possible. So the Gemara actually asks this, and it says that these are two different Tanoim Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. So they're cholik on what Rabbi Yehuda held. The two different shitas in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer Atche Yetzei Nisan. Rabbi Meir says, you say V'sein Tal Amatul Avracha the whole month of Nisan until it's finished. Shenemar, he brings a pasuk in Yoel, V'yorod Lachem Geshem Mora Umalkosh Barishon, that the Nevuah was that Hashem was going to allow it to rain the whole Rishon, the whole first month of the year, the whole Nisan, it was raining. So like the Tiferes Hillel explains, we see from here in the Nevuah that the whole rain in Nisan is a Siman Bracha, and it's fitting to ask for rain the whole month of Nisan. And like Tais Santiv explains, that those that are Cholik on Rabbi Meir, because the other Tanaim held, that it was just a temporary time where at that point in time it was a Bracha. But normally, raining on Nisan is not something that is usual, and therefore we don't ask for rain on Nisan.